might wait a little while, but I get some broccoli into the ground. Mm-hmm. And definitely the radishes, but I'd be planting okra much later on the okra, much later on the butter beans also. Mm-hmm. I could probably be fairly safe getting collards in the ground now. But they'll take a freeze down to about 22. Mm-hmm. And they're fairly safe. But usually I plant my collards, I plant my collards for a fall crop. Mm-hmm. Collards and turnips and things like that. And I just get things like my, cool weather vegetables going first, and then in the spring, my pod vegetables, squash, zucchini, cucumbers, damn, it's amazing how much I was growing. I can't remember.
You're doing an awful lot of work down there, mm-hmm. or up there.
Uh-huh.
You're practically in the mountains up there, aren't you?
Not really. It's, you can't even really call it the foothills, although it's amazing that whenever I've had weekend visitors, there was one particular girl I used to go with who taught school here in Augusta, who should come up there and you could just see the week of care lift off of her shoulders, And she would say that I love your place. It's like, taking a vacation in the mountains. And yet there are no mountains visible. It's true that from, you could just take a few steps off of my front porch and overlook a valley and watch a pasture with cows on it rise beyond. Mm-hmm. But it is certainly not mountainous.
Well, let me see, if you grow corn in a, what do you call the area where you grow the corn?
Cornfield.
That's cornfield.
Uh-huh.
What about if you have a smaller piece of ground that you're growing something in, you call that a field too?
I refer to the place where I grow things like the butter beans, the okra, and snap beans, radishes, cucumbers, tomatoes. Well, I have tomatoes in a totally different area. I have two varieties of regular butter boys, regular sized tomatoes in one place, and then my cocktail tomatoes I just spot around wherever I can, But that where I plant, things like those butter beans, those things which I'm not going to grow a whole hell of a lot of. Like this last year, I only had 8 hills of yellow crookneck squash and 8 hills of zucchini. Mm-hmm. But I call that whole area my kitchen garden. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny, but I refer to my cornfield, which is about a half an acre, as a cornfield. Mm-hmm. And then I refer to the area which I plant my peas, mm-hmm. which is almost a full acre, as a pea patch.
So
it's funny. You think, the corn is in more of a patch-like thing than the peas, but then mm-hmm. it might be just an alliteration.
Yeah, there, right.
The pea patch.
Right. Well, I guess often if people are growing corn, they grow it in a more than half an acre if they're growing commercial.
Yeah, certainly.
Or maybe an acre sounds like a small.
Well, half an acre is a small bit of corn, but it's really almost more than I can use. And then I trade off with my neighbors. Some of my neighbors don't grow corn, although it's amazing how many do grow corn. But it does take a lot of land, and I trade it off. And then I also, make corn relish out of it, and I end up freezing a lot of it, too, because to me, one of the greatest pleasures of life is on the coldest day of December, January, or February, to take a whole ear of corn, which you harvested, in late July or August or September, mm-hmm. Depending on which successive planting you're harvesting from, mm-hmm. and to think that my God, this is I'm pulling out of my freezer, this